Scatman Onomatopoeia.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Scapadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoopadoop Drew. I'm at queerfrog at radical.town. We've got Geet in the studio.
Hell yeah. Geet, you can find me on Radtown, Goblin Camp, Hellsight, probably some other places. You can find me on Instagram, however, that is not Geet. Please don't try and find me on Instagram. Please,
don't
oh god,
try
no.
And find it. Don't try and find it. We've got, he's Geet on Radtown, Goblin Camp, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Friendster, MySpace, YouNow, YouTube, YouPorn, all of them.
Not that last one. Not that last one.
Oh,
not
but
yet.
All the other ones.
Yeah.
But all the other ones.
Yeah.
Okay. And then who else do we have in the studio today?
It is me, Laurie.
Hell yeah.
It's Laurie.
Of Hellsight fame.
I am literally, I'm outnumbered. There's two Hellsight people, and just me holding down, I'm in the Radtown bunker.
Well, the thing is, I play both sides.
Yeah, no one likes a centrist, Geet.
Mm. See, I'm a radical centrist because I'm also on Goblin Camp, and goblins are radical.
That's tacit endorsement of the status quo that you're doing. The Fediverse status quo.
Mm, the Fediverse status quo, Goblin Camp having a 500 character limit. I'm sorry, I don't want to call out Pizza Goblin. Very good admin in this very public forum. I'm sorry, you're a good admin.
Yeah, Pizza, you do great work.
Hell yeah.
But we have a different kind of pizza today.
Oh, hell yeah.
Pizza of the feline variety, because today we are doing a mega thread of questions sent to us by @pizzacat at radical.town.
Hell yeah.
So, Laurie, I believe you are, you're a professor. What's your PhD in?
My PhD is in pissing and shitting.
Pissing and shitting. Okay, that's great. I feel like that's gonna definitely be a lot of these questions that are gonna, that's gonna have to involve, because that's a multidisciplinary degree.
It is,
You gotta know a lot about it.
You gotta know a lot about pissing and shitting.
And shitting. So, Laurie, I guess the first question I've got for you is that, you know, we all have heard when Bernie Sanders asked if we are going to cry and piss our pants and then maybe shit and cum. So are we?
You know, a lot of people have been asking this. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah.
God, I'm drinking water. You set up like you were gonna have like a whole thing to say, and then you just went, yeah. I was like, fuck, I have to talk now. Just a heads up, I'm drinking water out of a cup that's been in my room for I think like 5 days. And it tastes it tastes like drywall.
Hell yeah. Honest. Well, now that you have water, it tastes like wet wall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck you. It also tastes like, in a weird way, like the buttered popcorn jelly beans, so I might just be having a stroke.
I don't think I've had those. Neither strokes nor buttered popcorn jelly beans.
I swear to God, if anybody comes at me on the Fediverse after this goes up, telling me that some other fucking flavor of jelly beans is better, you're wrong. It's buttered popcorn or death. That's it. That's the only good one. Maybe coconut. That's like a second.
What about toothpaste? They had that in that shitty game Bean Boozled, and
they did have that, didn't they?
They did, and it was actually good. I would always try and get that one. It was great.
But baby wipes were good as well.
Baby wipes.
Also the grass clippings.
Fire. Grass clippings.
They were okay. They were okay. Definitely not the worst though. I remember one of them made me like straight up vomit.
Right, okay, so I have a, it, like, I mean, I guess stuck. We're opening with a, yeah. I guess we're opening with a Bean Boozled story, because
hell
I,
yeah.
This is a little bit of Drew lore. I, when I was a young NB, all alone in the deserts of Texas, I played lacrosse for 4 years.
Hell yeah.
And I, one summer, you know, my father looks at me, and like Kratos, he goes, "More." And then I turn and I go, "Yes, Papa." And he goes, "You gotta go to get better at sports." Because I was at an age where they had no idea what I was good at. And so they're like, "We're just gonna find something." And so I go to this lacrosse camp over the summer, and somebody hands me a single jelly bean. And I, at this point in my life, had not heard of Bean Boozled. I was not familiar with Bean Boozled. I was not aware of Bean Boozled. And somebody hands me a jelly bean, and I kind of quizzically look at them, and they go, "No, it's just a jelly bean." And I'm like, "Okay, person I've never met before in my entire life, like, you seem like you're not gonna just betray me for no reason in our first interaction." And so I eat the jelly bean, and it was the content warning, gross. It was the vomit flavor
of Bean Boozled. Yeah.
And it was that was the summer in Texas when it never went below 100 degrees. So it's 100 degrees. I don't know what the hell that is in Celsius. I'm sorry. 8,000? 2? I don't know. You're silly.
Here,
silly
little system. That's almost 38.
That is
almost
hot.
38. Yeah. Yeah, it was hot. And so I've got basically the vomit-flavored Bean Boozled just tastes like garlic that's like you've left in your pantry for way too long. And so my mouth tastes like garlic. All I've got is water, so that's not doing anything. It's hot, and then the coach is like, "You gotta run laps now." And so that is some lore. That's a little story time. That's all. That's it. That's the podcast. Goodbye, everybody.
It's been great being on here. Thank you for having me.
You contributed so much. Like that time that you said hi. All right. It's time to get going. So we've got a list of 40 questions.
40.
We're going to get into as many of these as we can or die trying.
Before we get into them, I like the simplicity of 38 and 39 both.
Right. I mean, there's several of these that are that are not questions as much as just, like, words. Statements.
38 isn't even a statement. It's just a word. And 39 doesn't have any words.
Yeah, I don't know how we're gonna say that. We'll have to cross that bridge when we get there.
We'll make it the title of the episode.
So I guess I'm gonna take turns. We'll go me, and then Geet, and then Lori. And whoever is asking the question, we'll just ask the other two people.
Okay.
And then you can provide your input. So I'll start us off. Y'all, which of your legs is best?
My left one.
Okay.
I'm gonna go my right.
What the fuck?
See, I'm gonna have to. I'm afraid, Geet, I am gonna have to also go right leg. And here's the reason: is because my right hand is my dominant hand, and it's far easier for me to shave my right leg than my left leg.
Fair enough. I guess that's something that I have not thought about. As someone who does not shave their legs,
I envy you.
Yeah.
I envy the simplicity that you live in.
Yes. However, my left leg, my dog likes to be pet with someone's, like, by someone's feet. I don't know why. It's probably because he's about, like, the right height to where if you're sitting down, it's really easy to do that. And it's far easier for me to do it with my left leg than my right leg.
And you did just mention that is Bebo, correct?
Bebo, yes.
Yeah, we gotta hit the Bebo button. Bebo button. The Bebo button has been hit.
Okay.
I mean, we're not gonna hear anything. I'm gonna have to put it in post. Yeah. But
you should get like a dedicated button that you can hit. Like, you remember those like Staples That Was Easy buttons? You remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just get like reprogram it to be the Bebo button.
My calculus teacher has a button like that that does that, but it does it in a random language.
Oh, hell yeah.
And she hits it anytime she finishes a problem, and then everybody is like, "What the fuck? That was not easy. That was the hardest." She's like, it's like the walls covered in equations. It's like 20 minutes later, and then it's just, "That was easy." It's like, in what world? Dana, you're killing me.
Hmm. mentioning their real name, you will protect them no longer.
I'm not mentioning their last name.
That is an honest person.
I might
right
bleep
there.
That out. I might just be careful and just bleep that out.
Yeah.
All right, Geet, I need you to ask me number two.
Okay, how much sand can you eat?
Definitely more than a tablespoon, but I couldn't. I don't think I could do more than 2 gallons. So somewhere in that range.
I could probably eat a lot of sand.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably have.
Mm-hmm. It's the first thing I did when I was a child, and I went to the beach. My parents told me the story to all relatives when they want to make fun of me, is that I ran into the beach, and I grabbed a fistful of sand, and I shoved it in my mouth immediately, like, without any hesitation.
Well, I think it's the natural thing to do.
Because mm-hmm. it looks good. It looks tasty.
It does.
And depending on the beach, sometimes it is.
No, hell, I'm gonna have to question that. I'm gonna have to bring up a question. So then, Laurie, I guess the next question is, can I get your tier list of beach sand by flavor?
So, my favorite beach sand was Gilly Beach in Falmouth.
Okay. I have not been there.
Can you give me the flavor profile of the sand?
It's like charcoal.
What was the mouth feel like? What was the, you know, texture?
Very similar to sand. if you could imagine that.
I can. All too well.
So, yeah, that is...
Okay. Laurie, can you ask us question three?
Yeah. Ever carved a curse word into a pumpkin?
Geet?
Okay, I guess I gotta answer this question first, because I am the pumpkin boy, based on my profile
picture.
You are
a pumpkin.
That is
so
true.
Here's the question I've got for you, Geet, a follow-up. If you post a swear on the Fediverse, is that like carving a swear word into a pumpkin and sending it rolling down a wayward hill into a river?
That is a very good question. I'll have to think about that one while I'm answering Laurie's question, ever carved a curse word into a pumpkin. I have not, because when I was a younger child, until I was probably about 15 or so, I, like, did not swear, like, at all. No.
Wow.
I don't know why, I was just, like, scared that, one, mom would hear it, and two, because mom would hear it, something bad was gonna happen. I would, like, be murdered or something. By my own mother.
And that is what happens.
Yes.
Swear.
Yes. So I just, like, never really did that until I was about 15. However, you bring up an interesting point of, with my profile picture being the ceramic pumpkin, that whenever
well,
I
that
post...
is you, isn't it?
It is not me. I have posted... I've posted, like, 2 selfies ever.
You have to get canceled.
And
you're lying.
One of the responses to one of the selfies that I posted was 0 out of 10, not a pumpkin, or something along those lines.
It's just is really disappointing to me, Geet, that you would, like, gaslight us for that long. Just lying to us, and, you know, you every day you woke up and you tweeted, "Hey, I'm a pumpkin." Every day you post on the Fediverse, you go, "I'm a pumpkin, look at me," and then you're not. And it hurts. It hurts, Geet, and I gotta ask, when are the lies gonna stop?
When are the lies gonna start is a better question, because none of these have happened. So really, the lies have started when you started saying that I've done these things.
God damn it, you've played me at my own game.
I really have.
I've never carved a curse word into a pumpkin.
What a great question.
It really
Laurie, have you ever carved a curse word into a pumpkin?
No.
Would you like to?
I would.
I've got a garbage truck full of pumpkins at my house right now.
My question...
Mail it to you express.
My question is, when carving the curse words into the pumpkin, how big do you make them?
Big.
Big.
I mean, big enough that light can shine through them, obviously, right? So that you can have a candle on the other side.
Yeah.
Has anybody
one
ever,
letter
I'm sure,
per pumpkin.
One letter per pumpkin. Huge. F.
F. R. I. C. I wish I, that's what five I wish. Pumpkins. That's so many pumpkins.
I wish I could write in fonts, like, with my hand, so I could do that in Comic Sans. Right?
Oh, that would be amazing. Carving pumpkins, like, it just, like, something about the pumpkin itself kills my motor skills.
Yeah, it does. All hand-eye coordination goes out the window whenever you're carving a pumpkin. It's just like vague stabbing at a gourd, like hoping. All right. Well, I mean, Geet, the next question, what is your best pen trick?
My best pen trick? Probably picking it up and writing something with it. I am not coordinated enough to do proper pen tricks. Like, if I have a pen on my desk right now, I'm going to try and, like, spin it or something. Okay, here we go. Okay, shit. I just, like, I tried I to spin it. Yeah, it, like, I tried to spin it, and it, like, somehow slipped out of my hands and into the air, and then back into my hands. So really, is, in and of itself, a bit of a trick. Throwing it up into the air about, like, 2 inches and catching it.
Good.
That is my best pen trick.
What's your best pen trick?
Spinning it around in my fingers.
Hell yeah. That's...
Mine is when I go to the local school children and I say, "Hey, would you like to join the Pen 15 club?" And then they go, "Well, yeah, of course I'd like to join your club." And then I write a penis on their arm and they get detention. That's my pen trick.
Hell yeah.
I've fallen for that too many times.
We gotta get off of this.
Wait, okay, so the order is you, me, and Laurie, right? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna write this down so I don't forget.
This is scientific.
I'm gonna write a triangle so that way to indicate that it doesn't just end right after Laurie.
Well, then. I guess that's a question, right? If we are a Triforce, which one of us... I mean, obviously, Lori is the Triforce of Wisdom, because you're the only one here with a PhD in pissing and shitting, so...
Mm.
But, Geet, which one of us is the Triforce of Power?
The Triforce of Power.
Is it you or is it me?
What's the other option?
I don't know. That's a great question, and I don't know what the other one is.
I'm gonna Google
courage.
Triforces.
It's courage.
Courage?
Courage.
Oh fuck.
I'm a meek fool, so.
So by process of elimination, I am both.
Okay, so you have I have like a separate Triforce that you just drew with crayon, and it's just Triforce of Power, and then in parentheses bottom.
Yeah.
You gotta ask questions.
Okay. Question 5. Who would God sleep with?
Who would God sleep with? Okay.
Me.
Ooh. Interesting. An interesting narrative. And my question is, why would God sleep with? Because if I know anything about God and know anything about cis. Men in general, and I don't want to hear any of this God is a woman crap, because only a man could be that retributive and just generally shitty at making things. I believe God is a MGTOW. I believe God is a Volcel. I don't think God would ever sleep with anybody, but not because he wasn't horny, just because he was full of hate.
I would disagree. I think God would sleep with me because I'm hot.
That's valid. That's fair. You know what? We've got to give it up. We've got to give it up to Lori. You're right. I mean, as soon as I was talking, I just see, like, in front of me, just in big, bold words, Lori Hot Godwood.
Like, that is insane. You saw that in the burning bush. Like, just...
like, out my window, there's a burning bush, and God's just like, shut up, you twink, I'm gonna have sex with Lori.
For all of you people that weren't raised Christian, the burning bush is a Bible reference, which I think God wrote.
Now, I'm not a Christian, but I have seen every single VeggieTales multiple times.
Yes.
So...
Was it Lori, you or okay, someone else that I was talking to that didn't know VeggieTales was, like, a Christian
thing? I knew that.
Okay. There was someone else.
Lori, are you familiar with VeggieTales? I don't know if it's out of America.
Well, I've seen, like, a couple of clips from it, but, like...
But it wasn't, like, force-fed to you, like, Clockwork Orange style when you were a child, like every citizen of the United States. Okay. Just checking. All right, Lori, can you ask
number 6 for me? What is your favorite guy's head and girl's body combo? All
right, this is simple. Okay, it's a human woman's body, any of them. I don't care which one. Okay, and then the top is a man stingray. Next question. Moving on, Geet.
You know, instead of Stingray, my answer is Manray from SpongeBob.
Oh, he was kind of hot though. Was Manray a furry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the furry community that their fursona is like a fish? What do they call? What is that called? None of us know. None of us know, and I think it's best that we live in this world where we don't.
Because scalies is like lizards and stuff.
Right, that's where my mind went to as well, because I'm like, well, fish do have scales, but I don't know.
Finnies? I don't know. Because fish have fins.
I thought Finny was the Findom community.
Oh, shit.
No, Finny is that guy from that TV show where they make inventions.
Yeah.
That famous show, Finny and Forble.
I listen to, so you know, I mean, it's pretty common in rap music for them to reference like a children's TV show, because like, you know, you're rapping about what you know.
Yeah.
The other day I heard someone reference Phineas and Ferb for the first time, and it like really...
That like, I feel like that is like the first thing to like make you wake up and realize, oh god, my generation is starting to do things. Oh god, I'm not doing things.
Shout out to the song is Coolin' by Icy Twat.
Oh hell yeah,
it's not bad. So I'm looking up, I'm on R Furry obviously, hell yeah. Like already, because I need to know. This person thinks it fits under scalies.
The thing is, is there an A lizard at snouts.online? Oh. Yes. However, there is not a fish at snouts.online.
Okay, we got it.
I rest my case.
I found it. The groupings are scalies, reptiles and amphibians, avians, birds and griffins. Cicadians. Cicadians. Fish, dolphins, whales, sharks. Invertebrates, insects, arachnids, crustaceans. That's... I guess it's going to have to be a cetacean. I don't know how to say this word. I'm going to have to put this in the chat, and you guys are going to have to suffer with me. Because I don't...
If it's hard enough, I'm just going to spell it out and let the audience decide. Cetacean.
Fucking instantly, like, God, it's Cetacean. Can't fucking.
The thing is, if you say something confidently enough, people will be like, "Okay, yeah, that's right."
Made a fool.
Oh, according to Google, it's cetacean. I was
cetacean.
I was kind of close, and I was confident, so you believed me.
All right. Geet, how many child shoes could fit into your shoe?
How many child shoes could fit into my shoe? Let's see. I wear like a 9.5, 10. Child shoes are like, what, 2? So, I don't know, probably about 5.
I do want, is it like mathematical? Is it like a 10 is 5 twos? Because I was thinking about that. And I'm like, I wear a 12, but I don't think you could fit 6 children's shoes into my shoe.
Yeah.
For sale baby shoes inside. Well,
the thing is also we're forgetting about size 1. So it's just literally our shoe size.
That's not true. That's not a 2 is not double the size of a 1.
Think about it. When a baby goes from size 1 to size 2, that is their foot size doubling.
Okay. And Lori, I think it's great cuz we now have a Brit on the show.
Yeah.
They have
what the fuck? What the fuck is up with your shoe size numberings?
What? What do you mean?
It's like 122, and it's a big number. Am I thinking of, is that right? Is that the UK?
No, I think that's EU, because I have like size 10 shoes. Yeah, UK sizes are just like half number under yours. So like yeah, a 7.5 US is a 7 UK.
Yeah, Euro sizes, it's like a size 10 American is like a 44
I fucked everything up today.
Yeah.
You've embarrassed yourself.
Yeah. I've embarrassed myself.
You've made a fool out of yourself.
By my own children, in my own home.
Yeah.
You Judas.
To right. answer the question, how many children's
shoes could fit in your shoe?
So I'm gonna try and maximize this. So step one, I'm gonna put the children's shoes into a blender. Okay. So, you know,
that's good. Volume, but it's just
yeah,
it's just exactly. There's no wasted air.
Exactly.
Are you gonna add water to like liquefy it, or are you just gonna keep it like a powder?
I might add milk.
Why? Why milk?
Make a milkshake while I'm at it.
Hell yeah.
I fucking hate this.
Drink a shoe milkshake out of your shoe.
That's gotta
and then...
be a kink. That can't not be a kink. that cannot not be something.
Okay,
so how many do you think once you did your horrific blender milkshake nightmare?
Well,
how many shoes do you think?
So I'm gonna put them into my Doc Martens because they're the biggest shoes I own.
Understandable.
And I'm gonna say in the range of 10 to 15. I think
pairs?
I think I could manage it.
The thing is,
pairs or individual?
Individual.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So
not,
like 7 pairs.
Not pairs. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think even with Laurie's maximization, I still have 10 pairs inside. Wait, are we counting?
We're not.
Okay.
We're not doing your...
We're not using both.
Focus mathematics that you're doing.
No,
Laurie's milkshake nightmare in the same...
I was gonna ask, are we using both of our shoes, or is it just one of our shoes?
It's one shoe.
Okay, so yeah.
Read the question.
With
how many child's shoes fit into your shoe?
Okay, true, that is singular.
One shoe!
Okay.
God
damn it. That is fair enough. So I think 5 pairs inside one size 10. Inside one size 10 Adidas singular.
That's not true. Okay.
You
so
couldn't
already,
do that.
You're already a fucking liar. You go 5 pairs of how many? Size 2?
Size 1.
Oh my fucking god. oh my god. Ugh, I hate this question.
Wait, no, yeah. You know what? Fuck it. Size 2. I could do five pairs of size two, because no. Think about it. Two?
No, you couldn't. Nope, because that's 10. That's
true.
That would be
true.
You can't put that in
true.
One. Geet, I need you to take us to the next question. Geet, okay. I cannot.
Let's see, the next question.
Number 8.
Number 8, thank you. Favorite Gold Rush era disease?
Typhoid. Next. Everybody loves typhoid.
I don't...
You know what mine is?
What's
capitalism.
Nice.
Got him.
That was good.
Geet, go on Chapo.
Typhoid's great. I mean, it was so good that a lady named herself after it. You know?
You cut out there for a second on my end, but you know what? I will hear that whenever this episode comes out.
Pretend
it. Hell yeah. Ha 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 ha.
Thanks. That's it.
Hell
that's
yeah.
All I needed. Yeah, I watched the little green square around my icon like go dark, and I'm like, oh fuck. Oh fuck, I can't stop saying the bit now, but they're not gonna hear it.
This is why I listen to the episodes after they come out. See if there's any content I miss.
I couldn't imagine. I edit it, and then I, like, crumple the waveform into a little ball, and I throw it at you, and I never look at it again. I can never... After I edit it, it's dead to me. It might as well have been deleted. It doesn't exist.
Mm.
You post, like, hey, the episode's up, and I, like, hiss at my screen, and I'm like, no! No! Laurie, what's your favorite Gold Rush era disease?
Did the common cold exist during the Gold Rush? If so, the common cold.
That's pretty good. It's a pretty good one. Cause
it's a classic.
That was back in the day. I mean, I think that's smart thinking, because we're still talking the era of medicine where they would just, like, give you heroin whenever you had a disease. And so, the common cold, you're not at much risk, and then you get heroin, like, for not
exactly.
free, but definitely cheap.
So, yeah. Cheap heroin.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Laurie, can you ask question 9 for us?
Most bees.
Most bees indeed. Geet, I want you to answer this first, because I want to see where your brain goes with this, and then I have a different direction I'm taking it in. Are you just Googling most bees?
No. 60,000, I believe. Hang on, let me see how what the number is.
I swear to God, if this is a real stat that you were about to pull up on Scatman Automata,
No.
Flip my
it's
lid.
Just, 60,006, are...
What is this a reference to?
Bees, on Masto. Do you not know bees?
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh, I'm like, what the hell are we talking? I'm like spacing out in here, like the Inception music. Not the Inception music, the Interstellar music is playing. I'm like falling back in my room. Ugh. Alright. So I'm taking it a different direction. I'm treating this as a fill in the blank question, where it's most bees blank.
Ooh.
And it's most bees are pretty cool.
Hell yeah!
They're pretty cool dudes.
Most bees are cool. At least I know 60,006 that are cool. Mm-hmm.
We've got, I mean, let's rank them off. Honeybees. They give us that delicious cummies that we can put on our toast.
Hell yeah.
Bumblebees. They bump into your forehead while you're taking notes outside on your computer. Those are the only... Carpenter bees. They make houses. I think that's what they do. Right? They build human houses, right? Carpenter bees. Okay.
Well, actually, because of sizing issues, they build birdhouses.
Okay. I can abide by
that. They aren't big enough to build a human
most
house.
Bees?
Yeah. Most bees.
Most bees. Yeah, indeed. Alright, I mean, I've got a next question for you, and I'm directing this one just at Laurie. And then I'll give Geet, you'll get your shot, but this one's this. We gotta go to Laurie first. Laurie?
You ever had a lead witch?
I'm keeping the silence in, I'm not cutting it out.
I. What?
I said.
Yeah.
You ever had a lead witch?
So is that what? What?
You ever had one? Laurie, I'm going feral over here. I need to know your answer. You ever had one?
I plead the fifth. I'm not American, but...
Laurie, this ain't a courtroom. Laurie, this is an interrogation room. There's no Fifth Amendment. So answer the goddamn question. Have you ever had a lead witch?
Have not.
Okay, cool. Geet, how about you do that lead witch?
So I decided to, while Laurie was listening to Laurie give her answer, I decided to Google lead witch, and I saw an ancestry.
I heard you click clacking on your little typewriter.
Yes, I saw an ancestry.com entry. All soldier, veteran, and prisoner roles and lists results for lead witch. So lead witch is a surname.
No, it's not. We're moving on. This isn't true.
Okay, it's true.
Nope,
however, it's LED
we're finished.
Witch instead of LEAD witch.
This is.
You know what?
This whole podcast is unusable.
Yeah, this one's garbage. Dump it. Throw it in the trash.
Gee, ask number 11.
Number 11. What dictator is secretly a good friend?
Go ahead, Laurie. Mm-hmm. Cancel yourself. Do it.
Oh God.
Don't you just wanna go apeshit, Laurie? Don't you just wanna get canceled? Don't you just wanna feel that burn? Don't you just wanna get your mentions just exploded by 100,000 people you've never spoken to? Come on.
I'm trying to make this
Do
a
it.
Good one.
Do it.
Problem is, I'm not very well aligned with many dictators, but I think the problem is, I think if you're friends with a dictator, they're probably a great friend because they're a fucking dictator.
They could
like,
get
they're
you
not
anything.
A good person.
They can get you anything you want in their country.
Yeah, they're not a good person, but they're a fantastic friend because, you know, if you're gonna be friends with anyone who's a shitty person, make it someone who controls an entire country.
Right, and I mean, obviously, I've got to go for everybody's favorite, Mahmoud
Ahmadinejad. You really cut out there.
it's just gotta be Mahmoud. It's gotta be my boy Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, because, he was the sixth president of Iran. I know nothing about Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, but when I did have a Facebook that I had to have for some reason, that was the only person I followed, because it was one of the suggestions, and I was like, that's it.
Hell yeah.
So, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, that's it.
Okay, so I'm gonna... I decided to see if there were any deep cuts that I was forgetting about on Ranker.com list of famous dictators. And there's a lot that I did not know about. I'm, however, gonna stay away from them, keep to the ones that I know. It's gotta be number 2 on this list, my boy Joey Steele. Joseph Stalin.
Okay, I was about to ask, are we counting Joseph Stalin as a dictator? Because
yes.
If we are, then I believe he has the most kissable lips.
I would disagree, because that mustache, it's so big that it gets a little in the way. It's a good mustache.
Oh, damn, Pete, was that a cell phone? Are you owning your own mustache right now?
No, mine is not as big as my boy Joey Steele's. However, my mustache, it might get in the way.
If Geet and Stalin kissed, it would be like Velcro, and they wouldn't be able to pull back from each other. It would be a disaster.
Locked in an endless socialist fraternal kiss.
It would cause the downfall of the USSR, because Stalin would be stuck on Geet's face.
I'm just gonna send y'all a quick Wikipedia article. And I just would like you to read out that link for me, Geet.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, you want me to read out the link, not the page. The link.
No, just the link.
Okay, that's https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/socialist_fraternal_kiss.
It's the socialist kiss, baby. I'll read in the paragraph. The socialist fraternal kiss was a special form of greeting between socialist leaders. The act demonstrated the special connection that exists between socialist countries, consisting of an embrace along with a series of three kisses on alternate cheeks. In rare cases, when the two leaders considered themselves exceptionally close, the kisses were given on the mouth. So, I just want to say, all you people on Twitter that talk about, like, oh, here, you drop this king, and, like, oh, bros before hoes and all that, you owe it to your boy Joey Steele. You owe it to your boy Vladdy L. I mean,
hell yeah. Let's take a look at the history of this. Okay, this is more than two paragraphs, so I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Yeah, don't even. I'm looking at it, and it's just not even worth looking at.
However, I am seeing. I refuse to. I'm looking at the blue words, and I'm seeing Workers' Movement, October Revolution, Communist International, Bolshevik Russia, and that's just in the second paragraph.
Yeah, I mean, basically, here's where I'm at. As I live my life as if Prometheus never came to Earth and gave man knowledge, I refuse to learn. I refuse to acquire knowledge. It's against my character. And so I think it's time to take us to the old, to the sponsors. Ready for some sponsors, everybody?
Hell yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
So before we kick off our fun little goofs and gags, I've got a real one for us today. This is this episode is brought to you by our good friends. Our good friend Hyperlink. Hyperlink at snouts.online. Because our good friend Hyperlink has put something really cool together, and it's the Mastodon Community Stimulus Redistribution.
It is incredible.
We're raising some money for the Mastodon community. If you've got an extra couple bucks, kick it on in there. I saw Gee, I saw Year 20.
Hell yeah.
I saw it in there. I chucked a little hundo right in there. I did what I could. And you know what? If you can donate, that's awesome. If not, just post the link, and we would very much appreciate it. And with that being said, I'll time to cycle us into the sponsors that actually pay us. Geet, you've got a mattress.
I do. I think.
You sleep on a mattress, right?
Yeah, I
think. What do you think's wrong with it? What do you think's wrong with your mattress?
It's older than I am. That might be an issue. Okay. My ex tried to tell me it was an issue.
What do you think it's missing? I'll tell you what it's missing.
Okay, thank you. I was really coming to
it. It's missing pork, Geet.
Oh, yes. How could I have forgotten? It is missing pork.
Hear it. I can't think of a funny, like, pun between the words Casper mattress and pork.
Caspork
so
mattress.
Just imagine I came up with something. Fuck. It's right there. It's right in front of my big, stupid eyes. Hear it, Caspork mattress. We know that you want not only to buy a mattress online and have it shipped to you in a very small box, but also that that mattress be fucking filled to the brim with not springs, not big old memory foam, but ground pork.
Ooh, ground
pork. I'm talking bacon. I'm talking sirloin. I'm talking loin.
Ham.
I'm talking the chops, baby.
Pork belly.
I mean, our superior ground pork technology allows the pork to contour to your body's sleeping positions and stay that way. It creates a warm, insulating bath of delicious porky smell for you to writhe around in at 3 a.m. when your night terrors come back.
Hell yeah.
Thank you to Cast Pork Mattress. Use offer code SCATMANONOMATOPOEIA to get 20% more pork stuffed into your mattress.
Hell yeah. yes. I do. This one is one that I hold close to my heart. It's been a big tradition in my family. It's deck of cards, okay? You know? Mm-hmm. 52 cards in the deck. 54 if you have both jokers in there. And it's great, you know? You can play pretty much any game with it. And you might be saying to yourself, hey, Geet, coronavirus, lockdown, we can't do board game meetups with our friends, and to that I say solitaire. Solitaire. Which is solitaire. A classic with the 52 card mm-hmm. deck. And yeah, that is
today. What's the other classic
though? The other classic?
52 card pickup.
Yes. Of course. Oh, yes. Of course. And play. Also a single player game of Go Fish.
That's really depressing. The concept of somebody playing like a two player card game alone is like very unsettling. All right, and then Lori, I understand you've brought a sponsor to us this time.
I have. This episode is brought to you by Donnie Darko, the movie.
The film.
In cinemas, like, 15 years ago.
Hell yeah,
it's a long time. It's a while.
Available on DVD. You can pick it up at any store that sells DVDs.
Do they have it on Blu-ray? Because if it's not on Blu-ray, I'm not watching that garbage quality.
That's fucking out of here. SD, what is this? The Stone Age?
Welcome to the modern era. We have Blu-rays.
I swear to God, if I can't see the pores on Donnie Darko's face in delectable 4K, I don't want it near my temple.
I'm just getting it in my earpiece right now. It's only on VHS.
Oh shit.
Fuck. I guess we're gonna have to email them back and just let them know that we can't do the bit.
Yeah.
We can't sponsor them because this is a strictly Blu-ray only.
Yeah.
We released this podcast in Blu-ray.
Yeah. Some of our fans try to like copy it onto HD DVD, and I say to that, get over that. You lost the format wars.
I swear to God, if I see an HD DVD with our fucking episodes on it, I'm gonna bring Rhea onto you like a fucking hammer, bro. The entire lawyer conglomerate of the industry is coming down on your household. So thank you to all of our sponsors this week. It's time to get back into some more questions. Geet, vape in a shower.
Okay, no, I have not vaped in or out of a shower.
I wasn't asking you if you've done it. I was just asking. Vape in the shower.
Vape in the shower. Oh, yes, there is a distinct lack of the question mark there. So, vape in the shower. Vape in the shower.
Vape.
I guess that's like a command, which I cannot follow through on that right now, as I do not own a vape.
Lori, vape in the shower?
I would argue that vape is the shower.
Oh,
we're interesting. Okay. Are you talking about, like, when you get that shower all hot and steamy? And then you vape your own dirt.
I don't know what I'm talking about, if I'm honest.
It could be sort of like almost how like Axe body spray is shower in a can. They need to make shower in a vape.
Vape is shower for the mouth.
Hell yeah.
It is. I don't brush my teeth anymore. I just rip a whole mint jewel pod and go to bed.
And the entire mint jewel.
Yeah, every night and every morning. One mint jewel pod. Alright. Geet, you gotta ask number 13.
Hate skin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Remove it's bad. It.
It bruises too easily.
Yeah.
It looks shitty. It keeps getting covered in oil and putting red little marks all over my pretty little face and making me look like a witch.
Yeah.
With a wart.
And also, imagine how badass we all would look if we didn't have skin. Like, imagine how badass I would look if I didn't have skin, but I still had the mustache.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Dude, I've seen Two-Face when he didn't have skin. And badass. I don't know what the takeaway was supposed to be about that movie, but I think it was supposed to be that was a cool guy doing cool shit.
I thought the takeaway was supposed to be we live in a society. Because the Joker is in that movie.
Do we?
We did we at the time of that movie. However, currently, we do not.
Right, okay, Laurie, can you ask us question 14?
Best Methodist church handicap walkway railing to skate.
Anybody, any single one of them that's got someone in a wheelchair on it at that moment. Just me barreling into them at full speed. Like, you can't even believe. Like a bullet through a gun. I'm just rocketing at them.
Hell yeah.
Suplexing them into the next yes. congregation.
I'm actually going to give a different answer. Christchurch United Methodist in Charleston, West Virginia. Mm. Extremely badass. It's at the perfect angle.
What I do... Yeah, whenever I go to Charleston, West Virginia, and I skate on the Christchurch Methodist, I...
Christchurch United Methodist. Sure. These are not disjointed, not united. They have a strong sense of unity, a strong sense of community.
Oh, I'm so tired. That took 90 years off my life. No, but I take three pint glasses. And I tape them to each of my wheels. I've only got three on the skateboard. And I fill each of those pint glasses with one figurine of Jesus Christ. And then I fill those pint glasses with something else.
Wine, aka Jesus' blood. No?
A little bit more viscous than that, Geet.
Milk. Whole milk.
Heavy cream that I've dyed red. Alright, I mean, that was a good question.
Hell yeah.
Geet, were you an extra in Transformers 4? Dark Side of the Moon?
So I auditioned for it. However, I was rejected.
Why were you rejected?
Too ugly.
Did Shia LaBeouf just didn't like your vibe?
I was just too ugly of a kid. You know? They're like, hey, get your ugly ass out of here. We need someone that's less ugly.
Just a guy in like a New York mobster suit goes, hey, get this fucking ugly ass kid out of here.
That brings me into the story of how I got cast as an extra in Transformers 4. So they kept on rejecting people for being too ugly. And then I come along. I become an extra in Transformers 4.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
No audition necessary.
Stone cold. You walked in with a high five and a slap on the ass. You didn't even need to audition. It was crazy. Yeah.
So I have a question. Can you read?
I've refused to learn. I think reading is the perfect example of man's hubris. I think it is a betrayal against nature, a betrayal against God. I live my life eating poison berries in the woods, naked and feral, like any God-fearing American would.
I can read, but I don't. I've developed all of my other senses to be far too powerful, so I can hear light waves. So instead of reading, I just...
You get an audiobook.
Yeah. My life is on Audible.
Which is not a sponsor of ours yet.
Not a sponsor.
No, I swear to God, Jeff Bezos, if you slide into my DMs and ask if you could sponsor this podcast, I am going to boot you hard to the curb. It's going to be like light speed rocketing on your ass with smoke coming out of it going, ay, 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 like Mario when he falls into lava in Mario 64 or Mario Galaxy or Mario Odyssey or Mario Galaxy 2.
What about New Super Mario Bros. 2? On the 3DS.
What the fuck? New Super Mario Bros. 2 on the 3DS, when you get hit by lightning, you just die. And he goes, so don't even come to me with that New Super Mario Bros. 2 shit. Okay. You guys want to know a fun fact? I actually know the person who holds every single world record for every single DS New Super Mario Bros. Game.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or at least did at one point. I actually need to check. I need to fact check that.
Yeah, that seems like something that you would, like, need to fact check. Because...
like, they did at one point hold all of the world records except for any percent for the DS one.
Hell yeah. While we're waiting on...
just keep talking. Just stop.
Okay, while we're waiting on Drew, I'm going to answer the question of can you read, which... that is a very interesting question, because I think being able to see the question requires that you read. So I've sort of outed myself as a someone who can read already. But I think it was pretty... a mistake learning to. Because if I...
okay, so... yeah. I'm just confirming it right now. It's my friend who goes by JuiceACD, was in a class with me. Holds the, second place in any percent, first place in warpless, second place in no secret exits, first place in 100%, first place in any percent co-op, first place, or second place in low percent, and first place in all castles. So... definitely has most of them.
And that's for New Super Mario Bros. 2? Hell yeah. Yeah. 'Cause I'm...
and also holds first in 2 warp, 1 warp, arbitrary exits, all ghost houses, and small Mario only warpless.
Yeah, because I was looking at for New Super Mario Bros. On the regular DS, and it's any percent is 22nd, which I think that's honestly like still 24 minutes. For me, it very took, like, time. When I first played that game, it took 24 minutes to even get through level 1, you know, the world 1-1. Kept dying on that first guy. He's brutal.
When I met him, he was doing the run that he holds third place for right now, which is the entire Super Mario handheld series back-to-back, any percent.
Wow.
At which he holds third place on with 3 hours, 13 minutes, and 33 seconds.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, shout out to JuiceACD.
Yeah. You know, it looks like, for the Mario handheld series, it looks like Super Mario Land is really holding him back, because he's in 70th for that one. At 16 minutes,
he definitely has faves.
Because he's using the virtual console emulator. It's holding him back.
It's holding him back. I'm actually probably sure he's not. but shout out to JuiceACD. Cool dude. Yeah, that's all.
Hell yeah.
Speak, Geet.
Words. What do you want me to say?
Lori, ask question 17.
Favorite member of Eiffel 65, who is it?
Alright. I have an answer for
frantically
this.
Frantically googling.
Because I want to pull up a picture. Listen, you shut. I know the name of the person. I'm just looking up a good picture of him. And it's Jeffrey J, who's the singer. And here's why. Because look at this picture of him. Like. That'll be in the show notes.
Hell yeah.
But what a man.
For me, it's a 3-way tie between Jeffrey J, Marizo, Lobina, and, you know what? Instead of going through and, like, naming all of them, I'm just gonna say the people that wrote, Blue Dabba Dee.
That's all of them. That's the whole...
yeah. But I think, who wrote the lyrics? Let's see. The keyboardist. The keyboardist wrote the lyrics. Or wait, no. Told someone to write the... okay, Jeffrey J wrote the lyrics. Okay. I guess I'm stealing your answer.
It's fine. I mean, you can frankly join the Jeffrey J fan club. I'll send you a pin in the mail.
Yeah.
Of just his bald staring head.
However, the producer came up with the Dabba Dee hook. So he's very close second.
Thank fucking God that he did.
You know, I don't think any of them deserve any appreciation.
Damn.
My goodness.
Alright, we're gonna go to number 20 on this list, and then we'll take 21 to 40 another day. That all cut out. I know
it
that
really
all cut out for y'all, but you're just gonna have to trust me. We're ending at 20.
Okay.
Geet, you ever tasted trash?
Ever tasted trash? I know the answer is yes. I'm just trying to remember if I'm trying to think if I can pick out a specific time which I have tasted trash, and I can't think of a specific time, however, and I know I have.
Who hasn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly. I swear to God, if I ever see one of you fuckers that follows me in real life and you're not actively scrounging around in the dumpster behind the Dunkin' Donuts, like, I don't even want to I'm unfollowing. I'm blocking. That's it. You're done.
Like, who hasn't, like, thrown something away and then realized, ah, oh, nah, I could still eat that, taken it out, and it tastes, like, it tastes a little different, but, like, it strengthens your immune system.
I once did this with a whole pizza, and I'll tell you why. I order some pizza to my house, right? And I order a separate pizza that I am not planning to eat that day, but I'm going to freeze and eat another day. And so I order the I eat all of the pizza and stuff, and then I collect all of the pizza boxes without thinking, and I just throw them all into the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, and I fished out my pizza box. And that's it.
Mm.
Geet, can you ask question 19?
19, plan to have siblings?
No. No.
I've been thinking about it, but, you know, I just don't think I'm ready.
I can't have someone that interrupts my gaming sessions with needs for affection and companionship. I'm too busy.
I've already got two.
I've got one. Know. And that's one too many!
Damn. I have one. I did not plan on having them. They sort of, like, came into this world before I did, so I didn't really have a choice.
Mm. That sucks that you didn't have any say in that. That's kind of a loss of agency.
It really is. But yeah, no, I don't plan on having any more. But if it happens, there's not much I can do about it.
So you're a sibling pro-lifer?
Well, no, it's... If anything, it's pro-choice because I'm not making the choice for my mom.
The question didn't ask if your mom's planning to have siblings. It's you. It's you planning to have siblings.
The thing is, they would be children if I was having them.
No, I don't think you're thinking about this right.
Hmm. The thing is, okay, if we're going down that route, then, like, no, because no, there is...
We're not going down. I'm going to stop you right there. We're not going down that route because I can tell which direction you're headed in, and we're not going in. Two roads diverged in a path, and I'm picking the one that's not that one.
Okay. Okay, so we're going with my original analysis, then?
You can, you know what? You can stick with it.
Okay.
I'll allow it. Alright, Lori, give us the last one.
Do we need ribs?
Marilyn Manson.
I think I do, so that way I don't accidentally suck my dick. If I didn't, I would, like, every time I, like, did a crunch in the gym, it would just be like, or actually, no, I'm not gonna lie, I don't go to the gym. Every time I did a crunch at home, in my room, just the one, after the first one, I'm like, oh god, this is a mistake.
Lay down.
Yeah. Not even a full sit-up, just a crunch. But, like, if I didn't have ribs, one would mean, you know what, like that, just boom, immediately, accidentally sucking my own dick if I didn't have ribs. So I think I
right.
need them.
I mean, I think that's where this question gets me, right? Is one word, and it's we, because I don't need ribs. You know, I know that about myself, is that I'm above ribs, frankly. But as a collective, I think there is a need for us as a people to have rights.
Hell yeah.
Because if we don't, then MC Ride would look very strange. Because whenever I think of MC Ride, I think of his prominent rib cage.
Mm.
And that's what, if he didn't have that, it would just be like a toothpaste tube of a man. And I'm not prepared to live in that world.
I don't like the idea of my lungs being that exposed.
Oh, I really like the idea of my lungs being that exposed.
It doesn't sit right with me.
It would mean getting punched in the chest would be so much more dangerous.
Mm.
You could kill a man so easily.
you fucking fools. You cretins. Assume that I'm just gonna leave it unexposed? No, it just means that whenever I get my little chungus out of the house so I can go to Applebee's, I'm wearing full plate mail.
True.
Okay? It's fine.
What I think this question... I think our answers to this question actually has sort of assumed something about this question, and it's, do we need human ribs? However, I think we should take a look at barbecue ribs.
We need yes. Barbecue ribs. I knew exactly where you were going. I read your eyes.
You're fully cutting out there. I cannot hear you. Fuck Discord.
Just don't even worry about it. We need barbecue ribs, yeah. Baby. Okay, I want my baby back. I need those ribs, baby. Yeah.
Now, I know you are a Texas NB. So...
This is true.
How do you... I know that you are much more likely to prefer beef ribs. However, how do you feel about pork ribs?
Okay, so here's where I'm at. Okay. Gotta settle in here for this one. I like them.
Hell yeah.
But. Whenever I do have beef ribs, it's more rare. There's pretty much one place within like 50 miles of me that does good beef ribs. And that is, I'm shouting them out, and that's Tejas Chocolate Factory. I mean, homie, their beef, you gotta show up at like 6 a.m. to get their barbecue. They literally have to hand out golden tickets because they have so many people.
Hell yeah.
And if you get a golden ticket, that means you can come back and get in line later in the day. But when you get those beef ribs and you get those burnt ends that they cut off of it and they give it to you in a little bag,
hell yeah,
that also
rib tips.
Oh my god, bro, homie, it is literally the only reason I wake up some days.
I, you know, honestly, now I'm just really missing barbecue, because you can't really get good barbecue in Vegas.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare.
And like, I can't move back to Memphis because then Thomas at, I think he's on laserdisc.party now, he wouldn't be the only Masto person in Memphis, and I can't just infringe upon his rights like that.
Yeah, you can't dethrone him like that. Laura, what are your thoughts on barbecue ribs?
No to pork ribs. Yes to beef.
Beef ribs are good.
Beef ribs are good.
Here's the thing.
However, I think saying no to pork ribs will, like, you will not be allowed in Memphis if you say that.
Well, here's the thing.
Just
about
no ribs. To pork in general.
That's a valid take. My thing with pork ribs, I don't eat a lot of pork. But the thing about pork ribs is they're more variable. Like, when you go to a barbecue place, they can be really good, but they can also be
tough as
hell and, like, not very flavorful.
Yeah, you can get some real shitty pork ribs.
Beef ribs, though, like, the way that you kind of have to prepare beef ribs kind of forces them to be at least a little good. And so I think for that baseline level of quality, like, if I walk into a place and I see beef short ribs, I'm like, I know this place is in... I know this has got in the bag for me.
Yeah. The quality, like, the baseline is better for beef ribs, but I think the quality ceiling for pork ribs is higher. And I think as someone... Yeah.
So interesting. Interesting
take. And I think I used to take it for granted because, like, fuck, you can't get, like, good barbecue. Like, you can get okay barbecue, good here in Vegas? What the fuck? Mm-hmm.
I'm about to move up to Massachusetts.
Oh, no. And it's like... I'm so sorry.
I'm losing barbecue. It's gone. Like... And they put, like, beans in their chili up there. And, Gee, I know you're a beans in the chili.
Hell yeah.
But get the fuck out of here.
I am.
Beans do not belong in chili. Unless it is a vegetarian chili. In which case, have at it.
Beans can go in chili.
They can't. They're too strong to coexist with the meat. They are. You need to have
beans. If you're can having go beans everything. And chili,
it is at the expense of meat.
You know
I
what?
Ate chili today.
I'm going to take Laurie's stance of beans can go in everything. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Throw some beans in there.
Beans.
Mac and cheese. Here, throw some beans in there.
Beans.
Cereal.
Like
Honey Nut Cheerios. Throw some beans in there.
Ate chili today. I ate the chili with a cornbread waffle that I made. I put some fresh grated cheddar cheese on top of this chili.
How do you feel about Fritos and chili?
Fritos? Okay. I'm not above a Frito every now and then. But it's a struggle. It's a struggle meal. You don't finish eating a Frito pie and
feel good.
You don't feel like you've done a good job.
I do. I love Frito chili pie. It's so good.
I live in a diverse chili household. My brother is a purist and exclusively will eat it on its own and then have other things on the side. My mother is from St. Louis and eats it with noodles. My father is born and raised in Texas and eats it on a hot dog. And I prepared a delicious cornbread waffle for the chili to sit atop. We represent the whole spectrum.
Not the whole spectrum.
Was in none of our cups?
Because of the Fritos.
Do you know what was in none of our cups? Beans. Beans was in none of our
And also,
cups.
Fritos wasn't in any of them, unless I wasn't listening, but I think I was.
There shouldn't be Fritos in them. It's the problem with putting Fritos under chili is that all you're getting is soggy, salty
That's why you don't put them at the bottom. Instead, what you do is you pour half of the chili, do... a small layer of Fritos, and then you get the Fritos scoops, and then after doing the, like, other half of your chili, you scoop up and just use it like tiny spoons.
The listeners can't see, but I'm just shaking my head so hard. It's just, all of this is blasphemy. Fritos are not good. The chili cheese flavored Fritos, those fuck.
Imagine,
I like those. But, like, regular Fritos? Ugh.
You know what? I disagree. I think regular Fritos are good in chili. Outside of chili, though, Fritos are not good. They smell like my dog's feet.
That's fair.
They're just Why do dog's feet smell chips. Like Fritos? Is it just something with Bebo? Is that just Bebo, or... I don't even know if y'all have dogs.
No, okay. I've got a dog. And I kind of pick up what you're putting down, because I gave my dog a shower yesterday, and I'm kind of vibing. I kind of get what you're saying. I don't like that I know what you mean, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. It's 11 p.m. where I am, which means I'm about to have to go play Animal Crossing. I have to go play Animal Crossing, because it's the time that I do that every day for 17 hours.
Hell yeah.
23 hours a day I play Animal Crossing, and that one other hour is podcast time.
Hell yeah.
So I hope you all enjoyed this episode of Scatman Onomatopoeia. Laurie, where can people find you on the internet? Do you do things? Do you make art? Do you make music? Do you post videos of you with a shirt over your face and, like, ripping ass into the camera and uploading it onto YouTube?
So, Macedon, obviously. Laurie at hillside.site. Twitter, LaurieOwo. YouTube, ButtMuncher. That's about it. I was working on a short film, but we had to cancel it because of the ongoing
It does happen.
Yeah, so all that is on my YouTube are really terrible shitposts.
They're good shitposts.
All of that will be in the show notes. You can click those links and check out Lori's awesome stuff. Geet, what if you got cooking?
What if I got cooking?
Where can people follow you?
Okay.
Give me the hoedown.
Okay, so, Masto, Geet at hellsite.site, Geet at radical.town, Geet at goblin.camp, Twitter, birdsite, let's see, what, at geetboy, YouTube, Geet, I just upload episodes of this to my YouTube, I don't do anything else on there, fuck. What else is there? That's really it. I'm not going to shout out my GameStop.store account because I like to keep that a little secret. However, I am part of the @Bebo@GameStop.store account. The collective. Everyone in my Discord server is part of that, or can be part of it. Also...
is basically...
Also, if you listen to this in... you are not part of my Discord server, I highly recommend sending me a DM on some platform, and I will send you a link to the Discord server. It's pretty lit.
We've got cool folks on there. We've got people like Lori. We've got people like Geet. We've got people like me. We've got Eugen, Mr. Mastodon. We've got all your favorite internet hotties and thotties.
We got Dankwraith, Garfield, James Cheese, Morgan, Joe from H&R Block. He runs the H&R Block Twitter account. He's in there. We got my cousin Adriel. We got Sabrina. We got Starwall.
The teenage witch.
We got the person that made r/rationalthought. We got,
and that's it. That's a great Discord server. If you know Geet or me or Lori and we can vouch for you, hit Geet's DMs.
If no one can vouch for you, feel free to DM me.
Geet will vet your posts. He will look at every single post you've ever made. In an hour, he'll print them out on like green line paper that they used on the NASA ships.
I will hire a team of lawyers to go through all of your posts and make sure that there's nothing terrible in there.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Basically, as long as you're not like a Nazi or like a troll or like a transphobe, like come on it. It's a good time. It's a fun time.
Hell yeah.
So, and last and least is me. I'm at queerfrog@radical.town. You can follow my programming journeys and all of my things that I do programming wise at protodrew@floss.social. I make writings sometimes where I ramble about topics I know a little bit about, and you can follow my blog through the Fediverse at protodrew@pensandspace.net. I make music. You can follow my music account at cult think, but it's with a V and a 1 at ku.space. I've got a Bandcamp, I've got this podcast that I do that's, I'm not like gonna link that because you're an hour and 23 minutes in. If you don't know where to find that, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. What else do I do? Other things? No, that's about it. I mean, you can, yeah, that's it. My last thing. I've got a Twitch. I've never streamed on it before, but I'm about to start doing a series of charity marathons to raise money for Hyperlink's GoFundMe campaign. So I'll be doing like 24-hour streams where I do video games and stuff. So you can follow me at twitch.tv/protodrew.
Hell yeah.
And them's the beans. I hope you all enjoyed listening. If you didn't, fuck, I'm sorry. You can call me and I'll give you a full refund. Like a time refund. Yeah. I'll refund the time to you and you'll live an hour and 20 minutes longer. And if you did enjoy it, you know, post it on the Fediverse. Post it on the somewhere else. I mean, if you want to post it on other places on the internet, I highly recommend against it because that's scary out
there. Yeah. Post it on Facebook. Let your mother listen to it. Get your grandmother to listen to it.
Your grandma can listen to it, but your mom can't.
No, that's... It's only your grandma. Your mom, that's too... That's too... One... They have too much direct power over you.
You need another degree of separation.
This is a grandma-only club.
Yeah. We make podcasts exclusively for, like, your NPR wine aunt.
And hell that's it.
So with that in mind, I hope you've all enjoyed listening, and we'll catch you in the next one. Keep rocking in the free world, and... Eat my ass.
Hell yeah.
This show is a proud member of the Mastodon Podcast Network.